There are more than 40,000 students on Indiana University's Bloomington campus. That's almost as many students as there are long-term residents of the city. So they have the potential to significantly impact the outcome of elections. In fact, the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University named Indiana's U.S. Senate race among the top 10 that could be influenced by young voters this year. Abby Kisa is director of impact for the organization.
It's a unique state in that small changes in the youth vote could really have an impact on both candidates and who they attract because, you know, it is such a close race and because other age groups are so predominantly Republican.
But that requires young voters to actually show up to the polls. And Indiana University political science professor Marjorie Hershey says historically they don't.
Ever since people 18 to 21 got the vote in the early 1970s, the proportion of people under the age of 25 and, in fact, under the age of 30 coming out to vote has been somewhere between about half and maybe 60% of the turnout rate of elderly people 65 and over.
In the 2016 presidential election, IU Bloomington's student voter turnout rate was just over 45%, and it's much lower for primaries. Many students don't even know who the candidates are for next week's races. IU student Michaela Wright says she doesn't plan to vote in the primary.
Well, I feel like the only ones that really affect me are like president, you know. I don't really know any of the candidates for the primary ones, and like no one really knows about them, I feel like, especially young people.
The university is trying to increase student participation in elections by helping them register to vote. IU is part of the Big Ten Voting Challenge, which is a friendly competition that started last year to increase student voter turnout. Lisa Marie Napoli is the associate director of IU's Political and Civic Engagement Program. She says data indicates student engagement in elections is increasing.
Basically, when they were tracking the data from 2012 to 2016, we had almost a 5% increase, which we were very excited about.
Napoli says research shows there are several barriers to student voting, including transportation. That led a number of student groups to advocate for a more central voting location on campus this year.
We actually think it's going to make a big difference, which is why we worked really hard on making it happen.
Transportation to the polls is a barrier in Indiana School Corporation discussed, too. The Vigo County School Board considered busing 18-year-old high school students to polling places. Community reaction was mixed, and ultimately the board decided not to act on the proposal. Superintendent Danny Tanous did come up with an alternate plan to help get students who are interested to the voting centers.
We don't believe that taking kids out of school during the school day and busing them to the polls is the right thing to do at this time or in the future. However, we do think it's important to get them to the polls.
Recent student-led protests surrounding gun control helped spark the discussion about transportation in Vigo County. The level of student activism in response to the Parkland, Florida school shooting is something the country hasn't seen since the Vietnam War. But Hershey says that momentum is unlikely to translate to a significant impact at the polls.
The turnout rates in the past, when there have been other movements that have been very important to a lot of young people, have suggested that that generates maybe a slight blip, but not a big one.
Hershey says that's expected to be the case in Monroe County, where IU students will already be done with classes for the semester by the primary. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.